We're continuing Jewish history. Yosef had said to the brothers, you guys can go home. You can have the cup. You're right. I want to ask you for the cup. You guys can have the goblet. Leave your brother here, because a thief in Egyptian law, a thief must remain as a servant. And you guys go home. So Yehuda says to him, aren't you embarrassed talking that way? We should turn on our brother and take your goblet. You could give us 1,000 goblets like that. We're not leaving our brother over money that anyone can just put together and buy goblets. And in all honesty, Yehuda already told him, okay, we don't believe he stole anything. And you think we'd just turn without a fight? We'd be willing to give our lives and not leave behind our brother. Yosef says, that's funny. Why'd you leave your brother behind and sell him for 20 silver coins till today? So why didn't you fight like that for him? Yehuda says, God is witness that since that day we regret it, and we've been trying to get him back. And Yosef says, you think you're going to bring all the kings of Canaan down here? You guys don't stand a chance. Yehuda says, what am I going to tell my father when I come back and he sees my brother's not here? And Yosef says, tell him that when you drop a bucket, so then the nature is that the string goes after the bucket. Certain things happen in this world. And Yehuda says to him, you know, you're a king. Why should you speak this way? Why should you judge a lie? Woe to a king like you. Yosef says, I don't know. I think the worst lie is the way people speak about their brother Yosef. You go home and tell your dad he was consumed by wild animals and you sold him for 20 silver coins to the Midianites. You're telling me I'm a liar? I don't know. I think you guys may have said a bigger lie. Yehuda says, you know, I'm starting to feel a fire in my heart that's like the fire that burnt when we took down Shechem. And I'm starting to think there might be a fire breaking out here in Egypt, and the whole land might go up in flames. Yosef says, I'll tell you what. There's a fire that puts out a fire. I know that you have a daughter-in-law named Tamar that caused all your sons to die. And then, interesting things happened between you and Tamar. So I think that fire should put out your fire. By the way, the commentaries explain this medrash that Yehuda was saying to Yosef, you want to take my brother for prostitution. You want to take him for your own pleasures. And just like we were ready to kill the whole city of Shechem when our sister was abducted, for sure we'd kill the whole country of Egypt if you're going to try to take our brother by force. And Yosef answers him, gee, that's interesting. You had no problem with going with a woman of ill repute named Tamar. So you think you're on such a pious level to start talking to me about what my intentions are with your brother? I told you I'm taking him as a servant because that's the law in the country. You're questioning me, I can question you. So Yosef tells him, you know, Yehuda, why don't you just take Benjamin's garment, dip it in some blood, bring it back home and tell your dad the same story. He must have been killed by a wild animal. Yehuda started getting very upset. There was a big stone out there that a rock was there in the palace that weighed 400 coins. And he took it and threw it up and caught it with his other hand, put it under his foot, and in his anger, turned the whole stone into dust, trampled it down to dust. Yosef saw that, he got very scared, and there was another stone there, the same size. He told his son Menashe, go do the same thing. Menashe did. Yehuda says to his brothers, that's not an Egyptian. That man there is from our family if he did that. Yosef says to Yehuda, you guys want to show off? We're also big warriors here in Egypt. Yehuda says to Yosef, give us our brother. and don't cause your country to be destroyed over this. Yosef says, go tell your father that a wild animal must have eaten Benjamin, just like you said over Yosef. Yehuda turns to Naphtali and says, go count how many marketplaces are in Egypt, how many main streets. Shimon says, I'll go up to a mountain and I'll cause an avalanche to come down on Egypt. They don't realize that as they're talking in Hebrew, Yosef hears and understands everything. Now Yosef was getting very concerned that there's going to be a destruction here in Egypt. So he tells Menashe, go to Egypt, go around, get together all the soldiers. I want the whole army to be standing around the palace now. You bring in every soldier you can find. Get all the generals, bring me the army here. Naphtali runs around, he comes back and tells Yehuda there are 12 marketplaces, 12 main streets. Yehuda tells the brothers, everyone put on your swords. Yehuda says to Yosef, Yehuda says, I'm going to destroy three marketplaces, and you guys can each take down one. We're a total of 10 with Binyamin. So I'll do three, you each take one. And as they're talking, 400 soldiers show up by horse. Another 10,000 foot soldiers show up. 400 men show up that know martial arts. They don't need a weapon. They just take down any person with their bare hands. And the brothers hear a huge ruckus outside the palace. And we'll pick up here in Bezachim next time.